Bezras Hashem Yisbarich, today's daf is Dalad in Meseches Ksubis. I don't have the lookout in front of me. I have a different lookout, but I don't have the lookout of the number of daf and shas that we are up to. I have a different lookout because I am sitting outside in the Hare Yehuda in a playground, a simple wooden playground here in Arzenu HaKadosha, looking over the hills of Yehuda. It's absolutely quiet. All the children are now in school. But it's a beautiful day here in Eretz Yisrael. I don't mean to rub it in the faces of those who are in New York City where it's freezing cold, but I'm sitting in my shirt sleeves. It must be about 70, 75 degrees. The sky is a beautiful mixture of blue and white looking over the Hare Yehuda, and the sun is falling on the beautiful hills. Our daf Be'ezer Hashem is going to discuss some very important halachos of both Hilchos Avelus, in contrast Shivas Yimei HaMishta, and we will discuss on the bottom the halachos as well as a Chuppas Nida and the relations between husband and wife and lack thereof, and as well on Dalet Amud Beis we will discuss Hilchos Avelos. So Daf Dalet in Ksubis is a very, very important daf. We're going to pick up on Gemara Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses that there were times, and in case of Ones, the Takana that we learned in our Mishnah, Besula Nises Liyom Harvi, does not apply, but rather they get married on a Tuesday as well. The Gemara says that the Brisa says due to an onus. We're going to pick up four lines from the bottom and Gimel on the base. What does it mean an onus that we would change the phenomenon and we would allow them to get married on Monday as well? Kedisanya, the tragic case. Everything was prepared. God forbid the father of the chasson or the mother of the kala pass away. Gemara later on is going to say why specifically the Aviv Shel Chasson and Ima Shel Kala. So then Machnisan es hameis l'cheder es hachasson es hakala chuppah. Then that one does not even bury the mace, but one immediately puts the mace into a cheder. The moment the mace will be buried, then Avelus will take place, and then the Chasson and Kala will not be able to have their Shivas Yimei HaMishteh. So the halacha describes something difficult. So then in such a case, you take the Chasson and Kala l'chuppah to Dalet Amud Aleph, u'bol mi'ilas mitzvah u'pairish. And then they have bias mitzvah, and they separate. V'noyeg Shivas Yimei HaMishteh. Then they have the 7 days of Simcha v'achekach noeg shivas yimei avelus, and only afterwards the 7 days of avelus. Kol oisin hayom, in all those days, hu yashen beinu hanashim, hi yishana bein hanashim. They have to be separated from each other, even though it's shivas yimei mishta. Nevertheless, they're not allowed to have relations with each other. Tosis in Dibra Maschil Boil, the first Tosis on our Amid, makes a very important ha'ara in the first line already. Tosis says that when we say Bol Bilas Mitzvah Uporesh V'noeg Shivas Yimei HaMishteh, the Bilas Mitzvah is only before the Kfura. However, after the Kfura, then Dvarim Shebitzina are Asur for the Chasson and Kala to be involved with, even though, as Rashi explains on third wide line, that the Gemara tells us that Shivas Yimei HaMishteh is a din regel, nevertheless there is an iser of tashmish, so the only case of tashmish is before the father or mother is buried. Ubel milas mitzvah parish v'noeg Shivas Yimei HaMishteh v'achakach noeg Shivas Yimei Avelos. Third line, kolosin ayom hu yashin bein hanashim hi yishana bein hanashim. During that period of time of the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh and Avelos, there is an iser of yichud, because there is a fear that he will come to have relations with her, and dvarim shebitzina are asur. Ve'in monin tachshim t'minakal kol shoshim yom. However, even though she's in avelus, in the case of her parent passing away, you will still give her, because she is a kala, her cosmetics. And the Gemara deduces, v'dafka aviv shel chasson u'ima shel kala, only if the father of the chasson passed away or the mother of the kala, delek inish detarchlu. Because then people aren't people around to help them prepare if they're not going to do the chasana now. Aval ipchalo, but if it's the mother of the chasana or the father of the kala, so their role is not as necessary in preparation for the wedding, and Therefore, if they pass away, so then the mother of the Kala could step in and help her daughter. And therefore, we would not push off the Avelus, and we would not push off the Kfura. We would be cover the mace immediately and have the Yumei Avelus, and only afterwards have them have relations. Amar Rav from Bar Papa, Amar Chizkiya Lo Shanu El Shenasim Mayim Agabei Basar. Also, this is only if water has been put in the meat, that if you're going to postpone it, the Bia and the Shivas Yumei Mishta for 7 days, so then it will be ruined. Avalonas and Mayim Agabei Basar Mizdaving, then you could just simply sell the meat, and you don't have to have them have relations and Shivas Yumei Mishta before the Avelos. Amar Rava Ubikrach, and in a city, in a city it's possible to find consumers. We don't pask in this way, and we don't differentiate between whether it's possible to salvage the food or not. Amar Rav Papa, and similarly Rav Papa says, Ubikfar, if we're talking about a village, then we don't care about the fact that the meat will spoil, but since it's difficult to find consumers, so then in such a case, one would allow them to continue ahead with the chasna, and only afterwards first have the Shivas Yumei Mishta, and then the Shivas Yumei Avelus. Ve'elder Rav Chisda Hichi Mishkachasla. So Rav Chisda told us that the only time these halachas apply if the meat is going to get ruined. But we just said that that doesn't apply neither in a city nor in a village. Amar Rav Ashi Kigo Mesal Mechasya, in the city of Mesal Mechasya in Bavel, the Mafkim Mikrach and Mafkim Mikfar. It's neither a big city nor a village. Many of our areas over here in Hare Yehuda would also qualify in that regard. Gemara continues, Tanya Kavasi Ruchiz Haresha, Yepito Yafuya Vitavchoi Tavuach, Vieno Mazug, Vinasa Mayim Algabe Bosser, Umeis Ovishal Chosen, Ima Shalkala, Machnisna Sames Lched, Vesachosen Vesakala Chupa, Ubal Milas Mitzvah, Parish Vinoig Shivisime Mishte, Vachakach, Noig Shivisime Avelis. We translated that above in the previous price of Cholais Na Yomim, Hu Yoshin Bein Anoshim, Ishta Yishana Bein Hanoshim, Vichay Misha Pirsa Ishta Nida. Now we have a new addition. As well, this halacha applies. And unfortunately, this does happen even today at times, that if the wife becomes a nida, so then in such a case, and they have not yet had relations with each other, then the halacha will also apply this concept of hu yashin beinu anashim. This once happened to me, actually, one of the first times that I married off a Talmud. The chasan and kala did not know that she was a nida, and she only became a nida after they came home after the chasana, before they had the opportunity to have Bia Rishon, and that creates a real challenge and tension, and that is Hu Yashin Bein Hanashim, Hi Yashana Bein Hanashim. They're not allowed to even have Yichud with each other. Ve'ein Monin Tachshitim in Hakal Kol Shloshim Yom. And we also learned that just like when it comes to, God forbid, the case of Avelos, as well as, we could say, God forbid, in the case of Pirsa Ishta Nida, a different type of God forbid, so then in such a case, Monin Tachshin Minakal, we wouldn't hold back from the Tachshitin, just like in Hilchos Avelos. Benkach Benkach Lo Yivo. Either way, there should not be a Bia, and now we come back to the halachas of Besula Nises, Lo Be'erev Shabbos V'lo B'matzoi Shabbos, neither on Erev Shabbos nor on Saturday night. Now the Gemara is introducing a new concern, and the concern is Chabura. Rashi explains that if they're going to get married on Friday, they're going to get married today, so then in such a case they're only going to have relations. By the way, they used to, that was very, very common. Most chasanas, Reb Shlomo Zalman got married on Friday. Most weddings once upon a time took place on Friday. We'll have to deal with the issue of Chabura and Besula, which we'll get to later on in the Gemara, because people are too poor to afford more than one meat meal during a week. And they wanted to have that at least a few family relatives be able to celebrate the simcha, the Sudas Mitzvah, with either chicken or meat. So usually they would save the chicken and meat from, just to appreciate what we have, they would save the chicken and meat that normally was designated for Friday night and double dip. They would have both the Sudas Mitzvah as well as the Friday night meal at the same time. But there, Gemara says that's going to be a problem. And that is, if she's a besula, so then in such a case, breaking the besulim is a problem of chabura. We'll get to shortly what the problem with Tzai Shabbos is. Amar Mar. Now we go back to the issue. Hu yashan bein ha'anashim, hi yashan bein ha'anashim. Messiah elei the Rabbi Yechanan. It proves Rabbi Yechanan's position. Dam Rabbi Yechanan, afal bisha amru, ein avelis b'mayid, avol dvarm shevet sinna noig. Now how you read Rabbi Yechanan in the Gemara is actually a subject to a great dispute amongst the Rishonim and gets to the core of Hilchos Avelos. We're going to first read the Gemara according to the defus that's in front of us. And that is Rabbi Yochanan says that even though there is no Avelos on Yom Tov, but nevertheless, if it's Yom Tov, then Dvarim Shebitzina are going to be Noheg, which means that, for example, an Avel is Asur B'Tashmish Hamita, so that Isur remains during Yom Tov as well. This is a simple way of reading our Gemara, that the Avelus of Moed includes Dvarim Shebitzina. Before we give the Shitas HaRishonim, let's first calculate what the Gemara is saying over here. That what we learned above about the Halacha of Chasan, that Chasan still has to continue Dvarim Shebitzina during the Shivas Yimei Mishta, explains Tosis and Dibra Maschel Misayei Alei, that we're assuming that Chasan and Regel is the same din, and therefore we see that just like the halacha is that when it comes to Chasan, the halacha says that Dvarim Shebitzina are Noeg, so too, when it comes to Regel, and Rabbi Yochanan is supporting that which we had learned above. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not sitting with a very comprehensive Gemara, I'm not sitting with my Sfarim now, but if I'm not mistaken, there are Rishonim that have a different gears than the Gemara because of the Halacha L'maisa. The Halacha L'maisa is that Dvarim Shebitzin are Noeg on Shabbos, but not on Moed. And therefore, if I'm not mistaken, the Ramban and others have a gears in this Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan was not talking about Moed, but he rather was talking about Shabbos. Tosis explains that according to the Girsa that's in front of us, then their assumption is that there's no difference between Shabbos and Moed about Avelos and Dvarim Shebitzina. However, Lasuke Shmaitza Liba de Hilchasa, this is not the way many Rishonim Paskin. Maybe we should leave this for the Halacha from the Daily Daf. But there is a big discussion whether this formulation that we have in front of us is the Halacha L'maisa. Gemara continues 5 lines for Bam Darsh, Rav Yosef, Bray de Rav, Mishmei de Rav, Loi Shanu, Ela Shaloi Baal. This that we learned, that the Halacha is that a husband and wife need to separate when she becomes a Nida, of course, those of us who are married are familiar that the Isser Yichud, of course, does not apply. And that all emerges from 5 lines from the bottom on Amid Aleph. Ela Shelo Baal, Avo Baal, but if they've already have relations, Ishta Yishana Imo, then in such a case there is no Isser for them to be together with an Isser. There is no Isser Yichud. Of course, there are Hachakos, etc., etc., as we know from Hilchos Nida. Asks the Gemara, wait a second, is that true? V'ahacha, says Gemara, 3 lines, in our case, first there was relations between the husband and wife, then there was Avelus, and then, excuse me, then there was Shivas Yimei Mishta, and then there was Avelus, and nevertheless, we said, Dvarim Shebitzina, after the relations, there was an Isser of them having yichud. Answers the Gemara, you're right, you need to separate those two teachings. When did we say that there's a requirement for them to separate? Apirsa ishta nida, in a case in which his wife becomes a nida. And that's actually the correct girsa, continues the Gemara on to Amid Beis. That's the case in which we said, Hu yashan beinu anashim v'ishta yishana bein hanashim. Continues the Gemara on Dalet Amid Beis. L'memra da avelus kila le minida. Are we going to say that avelus is more lenient than the halachos of nida? Rashi explains 2 lines from the top. Lava le minida. Da avelus lo mehem nisle, va'anida mehem nisle. When it comes to avelus, then we feel the need to separate them so that they won't come lidei tashmish. But when a woman's anida, then we're not concerned. Asks the Gemara, are we really not concerned? Don't we have all these harchakos? Va'amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Chanina, Amar Ravuna, kol melacha shiisha oisa lebaila, nida oisa lebaila chutz. Memzik has haklo, she can't even pour him a cup, vatzos amita, make his bed, so that they shouldn't come to lidei kirva.
V'achatzis panav yodav raglav, and to wash his hands and feet. V'ilu gabe aveils. But when it comes to aveils, tanya av bisham rein adam rashad akavis ishta liyos kachels v'yos pokeses. Be'emes amru mozeges lo akos. The Braisa says that she's allowed to pour for her husband a cup. U'matzal salamitu v'achatzis lo panav yodav raglav. So we see aveils seems to be in general more lenient. And over here, when it comes to yichud, when he's in Avelus, we don't allow them to be miyached, but when she's a nida, then we do. Answers the Gemara, like, Kasha, kamba Avelus didei, kamba Avelus dida. Really, Avelus is more lenient. Let's see in Rashi, kamba Avelus didei. Lo'olam Avelus kilulei mi nida. Really, Avelus is more lenient. Vahani masnis and hachim itarsin. The way to answer is as follows. Ha diktani lil, hu yashin bein anashim Avelus didei. It's his Avelus. And therefore, we have to separate them. However, this that we said she's allowed to pour to, for him, that's Bavelos didokai. Why? Because if she is, even if his Yetzer concludes Rashi, Dimisgaber Yitzro Alav, even if he wants to, Kimun Avelos Dido, Eina Shamaso, she's not going to be interested in him because she's perturbed in his loss, perturbed by her loss, and therefore she's not going to be interested in Tashmish. New Gemara. Va'aviv shel chasam ima shel kal, says the Gemara 11 lines from Taktani. But didn't we learn aviv shel chasam and imo shel kala? So how could we say that we're talking about avelos dida, but we say also the avelos of the chasam? Answers the Gemara. Kiktani asha'ara. When we said these halachos, so then when it comes to the prohibition of yichud, then we were only talking about the avelos of the kala, not the avelos of the chasan. And when we mentioned the aviv shel chasan, so that's for the other halachos that are mentioned in the brisa. Asks the Gemara, is that true? Halacha mishani ben avelos didei laavelos didei. Do we really differentiate? Vatani, didn't we learn in a brisa? Misha meis chavav chamasa. His father-in-law and mother-in-law passed away. Eni yachal akufes ishto lios kochels v'yos pokeses. Elakofem itasav nehegesimo avelos. He's supposed to be noeg avelos with her and not ask her to dress up. V'chein he. Shemes chamel chamosa. Eni rashal lios kochels v'yos pokeses. Elakofes kofem itasav nehegesimo avelos. She's noeg with him avelos. She doesn't get dressed up either. Tani answers the Gemara. When did we learn this? Ba'avelos didei. That by his avelos, then we learned who yashen bein anashim ishta yishana bein anashim. Because you're right, you would not have known it from simple reading of the brisa. And you have to say that we have to answer that what we're bringing out is when it comes to his yichud. Then when his avelos, then there is an iser yichud. Asks the Gemara, havechen ktani, but it says vechen, which is mashma, that the din of her avelus is the same as his avelus. Answers the Gemara, Kiktani, when do we say they're the same? Akichal v'pirchus, that the same halacha that she's not supposed to put on cosmetics. Asks the Gemara, va'imai ktani, but it says being with him, my lav imo b'mita, it must mean that she's alone with him in regards to the mita. Says the Gemara in regards to Tashri. Says the Gemara, Loi imoy babayis, it means being with him in his house. So, Kedamer le Rav Chia Brei, like Rabbi Chia said, Ba'apa no gavelus, de lo ba'apa lo tina gavelusa. When she's in front of you, so then in such a case, then there should be avelus. When she's not in front of you, so then in such a case, there should not be avelus. So therefore, when it says imo, what it means is not in regards to yichud. In other words, when we said imo bamita, take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Hachi garsim va'imo k'tani ma'lav imbita al ma'velos didei nami mamin." What he means is that we trust them to be alone and not to be concerned about bamita. So Gemara says, "No, what we're talking is imo babayis." So that means that his avelus, Rashi explains, divar maschil lo, that he's supposed to show when he's with her, is only when he's in front of her. That's what the Lashon of Imo meant to indicate. Ba'apa no gavelusa. Rav Ashi says the following teretz, that we had asked, a response to the question we had asked, on the top of Dalet Amud Beis, that it seems that when it comes to avelus, that we're more makel than nida. Says Rav Ashi, mi kam adam sevilusa dehachla avelus de alma. Avelus de alma chamur. When it comes to a general avelus, so then
as we had inferred, we are generally ma'amachmir. However, avelus tahacha, when it comes to this avelus, given the kilu rabbanan, right now it's not clear exactly what those words mean. Since the rabbanan are more lenient, asal azuzabe, my kula, what do you mean that we're more mekil? Elam diktani bol miyasas bol bilas mitzvah parsha, the fact that they're allowed to have relations. Hasamishim delochal alavei velusa. No, that's not a kula. The avelus didn't start. Ila Rebbe Elazar at Shiyatsami Pesach Beis. According to Rebbe Elazar, avelus starts when Shiyatsami Pesach Habayis. When is that? That when the mace leaves the bayis, the avelus begins. Ila Rebbe Yeshua at Shiyasim Agolo. Yeshua disagrees, important sugya. Says when the kfura took place. That's a big machloikis and it's a big discussion. How we passing la halacha? So we see the avails hadn't started yet. So what issue of being makel is it? El diktani noig shivisimei mishvacha kach noig shivisimei beilus. Ah, the chiddush is that not only do they have bia, but they're also noig shivisimei mishta, and it's doche the yimei avails. There's a big discussion in Rishonim why that's so. Take a look at the Ran. But that's the reason that over here, we are going to be more machmir when it comes to an avel, in this case, to aserim from yichud, because we see that we are already more lenient and we're afraid that he's not going to realize the iser of dvarim shebetzina, even though in general, when it comes to avelos and nida, we are more machmir in hilchos nida than we are in Hilchos Avelus, as we see in the halacha of Mezigas Hakos. This Bezer Hashem concludes Dav Dalit in Meseches Ksubis. Emir Tzeh Hashem, I hope that we're going to begin recording again the halacha from the daily Daf. There are many important sugis that come out from Dav Dalit in Meseches Ksubis. This Bezer Hashem concludes Dav Dalit.